March Madness is upon us. By now, college basketball fans have filled out their brackets. The president made his picks public earlier today, and a lot of people calculate with their hearts, the alma mater. The locals, unlikely heroes, or the overwhelming favorites with a chance to be included among the best teams ever. Fever runs especially high in the most improbable places. We'll check in on North Dakota in just a moment, and we want to hear from you. What's your favorite team in the men's or women's brackets this year, and why do you love them so? Our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation at our website, too. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from the offices of the Grand Forks Herald in North Dakota is Michael Jacobs, publisher and editor of that newspaper. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Neil. But, gee, what's improbable about North Dakota?
Oh, it couldn't be at all. But I understand that you have an unusual plight, which can be described as the enemy of my enemy.
The enemy of my enemy. That's exactly right. Grand Forks is the home of the University of North Dakota. And, of course, UND is a perennial hockey power. Only one school's ever won more national championships than UND.
Nice plug.
Yes, yes. NDSU, North Dakota State University, a longtime rival in all sorts of ways, is in the taking part in March Madness for the first time ever for a North Dakota school. It's their first year as a Division I school, so it's pretty exciting. Even for those of us who love to hate them.
And because in part their first-round rival is?
Kansas. Yeah, we're not big fans of Kansas in North Dakota because we go back and forth with Kansas about who grows the most wheat. And I think at the moment they might be ahead of us. But we know our wheat's better. It has a better name. It's number one hard red spring wheat.
Hard red spring wheat. Yeah. Fargo and Grand Forks also, the metropolises are rivals themselves, too.
Yeah, that's true, although Fargo is larger by some measure, and it has many more of those dreadful urban problems than we do here in bucolic Grand Forks.
Oh, I'm sure rush hour there could take minutes.
Yeah, it does. It takes probably 10, 15 minutes to get across town. Yeah.
So you folks in Grand Forks are going to be pulling hard for the folks from Fargo?
Well, I've got to put in another plug here. It's a great, great weekend for North Dakota college sports fans because UND will be playing in Minneapolis in the in the Final Five for the hockey tournament. This is a part of the run-up to the Frozen Four. And, of course, NDSU will be playing in the opening round of March Madness. So it's a great weekend for North Dakota fans, whichever school they might have attended.
Whichever school they might have attended. I have to ask you, the folks from Fargo, NDSU, they're not known as the Chippers by any chance, are they?
No, they're the Bison.
The Bison. Okay, well, yeah. That makes a good deal more sense. I'd be hard to get the Chipper uniform on the court, I suppose. So you're going to be glued. However, have you filled out a bracket, and does the bracket have NDSU going to the Final Four?
Well, I did some checking with my usually reliable sports staff, and they told me that it probably wouldn't be a good idea to bet on NDSU in the Final Four.
Because that team from Kansas, they're pretty tough.
Well, Kansas can be beaten, although I must, honesty compels me to say that UND actually has played Kansas twice without much success. So we hope that NDSU can handle Kansas, but it'd be nice to get one win, maybe even two. But I'm not counting on them for.
Well, that's the thing about these teams who are coming in at sort of the lower end of the brackets, like North Dakota State University. If they got a win, it would be the greatest moment in school history, in
Absolutely.
School sports history.
The honest truth is, this is probably the greatest moment in NDSU sports history. Period. It's really quite remarkable that a school coming off Division II, their first full year in Division I sports, would have this kind of an accomplishment. And it's a dream team in a number of ways. They're very focused. Several of the players were redshirted so that they could plan to be in this tournament. In the first year of D1, and very focused, very smart, very competent team. So we're for them.
Well, thanks very much, and we wish both them and, of course, Andy in the Frozen Four competition, in the hockey competition.
Yes. Yeah, just you know, UND is the nation's premier hockey program. NDSU has a little ways to go to get to be the premier basketball program in the country.
Michael Jacobs, thanks very much. We
you
appreciate
bet.
Your time today. Yep. Michael Jacobs will be glued to his television set in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where he's the publisher and editor of the Grand Forks Herald. Here is some, we need to know why you, what is your heart's desire in this year's brackets, both the men's and women's, and why do you love the team so? 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Here's an email from Nancy. Duke, she says, classy program. My folks brought me up cheering for Duke as they are both alums, and I've brought now my son up loving them too. Funny thing for our family is my brother and one of his sons are UNC alumni, so we have a love-hate relationship that goes way back. Of course, Duke and North Carolina, bitter, bitter rivals, 12 miles apart. Let's see if we can go now to the phones, and Drew is on the line. Drew calling us from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that I wanted to show some love for my Florida State Seminoles. I grew up watching the football program in the 90s, and then the baseball program over the past decade and even up before then has both sat sort of in an ivory tower, and watching the Seminoles go to the ACC championship and now to the NCAA championship has been like watching them kind of join those two programs up on the ivory tower. Of course, the football not so great lately, but high expectations for next season.
And would a win or two in the basketball tournament assuage those football wounds of the past couple of years?
Absolutely, absolutely. If they can go just past the first round, which I highly expect, I would love to see that, and love to see them take it all the way, but it makes it feel good to watch Florida State from afar again.
Well, Florida State is in the fifth rank against number 12 Wisconsin, and as you know, the last several years, a lot of number 5 seeds have fallen to number 12 seeds.
Yeah, it's terrible, but we beat Wisconsin in a bowl game in football. I imagine we can take them in basketball.
We'll not wait on any calls from Madison. Drew, I also have to add, Birmingham, aren't you in kind of the wrong country to be rooting for Florida State?
Well, Bobby Bowden is originally from Birmingham, so it's safe to be here right now.
He's the football coach, of course, at FSU. Thanks very much for the call.
Thanks, Neil.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Andy in Memphis. I am a true blue University of Memphis Tiger basketball fan, and here's why. Nothing unless the city of Memphis unites the city of Memphis, which can be a very divisive city, like Tiger basketball. Last year, the city was electric when the Tigers only lost one game all year and were ranked number one in the polls for over 5 weeks. During the run to the Final Four, the city was Tiger crazy, especially when we made it to the national championship game. The day after we lost that game, by mere inches, I might add, the city was sunk into terrible morning. I look forward to this year's tournament. The Tigers are a number 2 seed in the Western Division and play their first game tomorrow. Once again, the city of Memphis has something to hold our heads up with great pride. Well, that's an important reason to root for a team. They can unite a city. Let's see if we can go now to Linda. Linda's calling us from Tucson.
Hi, Neil.
Go ahead.
Radford University.
Oh, so you're not rooting for the Arizona Wildcats?
Well, no, I'll do that too, but at least we don't play, Radford doesn't play Arizona in the first round. But for the first round, I'm Radford University all the way.
And why is that?
Because it's only the second time in the history of school, the school that we've ever been to the tournament, and we're playing UNC, of course. It's a daunting task, but I have full faith that we can do it.
And we, you're an alumna?
Yes, I am.
And have you followed the school's sports progress through all these years?
Off and on. It's not something we hear about a whole lot out here in Arizona, but I've been keeping it up through the alumni network.
So there's no Radford sports bars that you know of that you can go to watch the game?
Unfortunately not, and I'm very sad about that.
You're going to watch at home?
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you, what's Radford's mascot?
We are the Highlanders.
The Highlanders. Good luck to the Highlanders,
Thank
Linda.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see if we can go now to, this is Jody. Jody calling us from Tulsa.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Jody, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just calling to talk about the University of Oklahoma.
And they are indeed one of the favorites in the tournament this year.
Well, yeah, we were, you know, pretty solid. We kind of had a rough last couple of weeks, but still, I'm still pretty confident and have high hopes.
And lost, I think, in the opening round of the conference tournament.
Yeah, well, you know, flukes happen. But we have the best player in the country, Blake Griffin. So I'm pretty confident in that. And we have a great coach. OU is kind of a basketball program that we're, you know, we're a huge football school, and we've always kind of, you know, people have to be reminded that there is another sport that comes after football in the year. And we have a great new coach. He's doing great things, Jeff Capel.
And Jeff Capel out of the ACC and North Carolina, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And I did want to ask, there are rivalries in collegiate athletics, and if by some weird chance the University of Oklahoma does not win, who else would you like to see lose?
Who else would I like to see lose?
Yeah.
Well, just as a general rule, we love seeing Texas lose. So anytime Texas loses at any sport, that's always a huge, you know, huge cheer comes from Oklahoma for sure.
Jody, thanks very much for the call. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Allie. As a graduate of Gonzaga, I definitely root for the Bulldogs. Nowadays, I'm not a huge college basketball fan, but I try to set aside some time during March Madness to watch the Zags and reconnect with my friends. The university played a key role in my personal development, and I love this opportunity to revel in the memories every year. Go Gonzaga. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get to Drew. Drew with us, also calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, Neil. It's good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Drew.
I've watched the University of Kansas Jayhawks since the mid-70s. I used to live in Kansas City. I've been to Allen Fieldhouse. I think they're the greatest basketball team on the planet. I am currently wearing a University of Kansas Jayhawks hat, sitting here in sunny 86-degree weather in Tucson, Arizona.
And so you're ready to crush the dreams of those folks from Fargo, North Dakota.
I can. Well, I'll tell you what. I hate to say it. I don't want to crush their dreams, but I had heard the individual say that KU has played them before, and I did not know that. And if it you know, if the cards fall correctly, then so be it. And we'll have to send them home with a frozen basketball.
A frozen basketball, okay. and I'm sure you think that the wheat in Kansas is much better than it is in North Dakota, too.
I would rather have wheat from Kansas than North Dakota.
All right, Drew. Thanks very much for the call.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great talking to you, Neil.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go to Vicky. Vicky is also calling from Tucson. A lot of callers from Tucson today.
Yeah, and I can't believe the other two aren't rooting for the Arizona Wildcats. I mean, this should be our year. Lute Olson retired, second day of practice. This team has fought as hard as they can, been the best that they can. It would be the true triumph of the Arizona Wildcats if they could pull something off this year.
And indeed, the problems with the coach who left the team for a year, came back, left again. Recruiting has been, well, difficult.
Very difficult. I think they have one new player lined up for next year. They have no idea who the coaching staff is going to be. But these have been great guys. They have given us so much pleasure this year. We've been following them for 20-some years, and this has been as good a season as ones when they've been dominant. And they are a number 12 seed, and maybe they will knock off a number 5. So my next 4 days are spent in front of the television watching as many games as I possibly can, and all the time just hoping for my Wildcats to succeed.
Vicky, we wish them the best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Tampa, Florida, and Amy's with us on the line.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Amy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just so excited this year because I am an alumni of Binghamton University in Binghamton, New York, and our Bearcats are at the dance for the first time this year.
And indeed, you're, however, in sunny Tampa and not in frigid Binghamton.
No, I'm not.
And it is amazing if you've been to a school the size of Binghamton, and it makes the national spotlight like that.
Absolutely, because we only seat about, I think, 5,000, and I think that's our max capacity. And it's kind of daunting to me because we're playing Duke in the first round, but I'm going to be there watching them and just rooting for them all the way.
Amy, good luck to you.
Thank you, Neil.
Bye-bye. Here's an email. This from Michelle in Overland Park in Kansas after the lauding of North Dakota State in the interest of equal time. Let's hear it for the Kansas Jayhawks, the team that alternately breaks my heart and stuns me with their play. A young team, they managed to win the Big 12 after graduating four of the five players on their starting national championship team. Let me say that again, national championship team. Regardless of how they play this year, those loyal Jayhawk fans will be cheering. And this we have from Chris in Lakewood, Colorado. I am a super fan of Utah and will be glued to the TV for every game. It has been far too long since we've had a crack at the championship game, 1998, I think. And with a lot of luck, we could once play again for the ultimate prize. Interestingly, we all got calls about the men's tournament, which gets underway tomorrow, and the women's tournament, I think it's underway on Sunday. There's not a lot of suspense, to put it mildly, in the women's tournament this year. Well, there'll always be upsets and Cinderella runs and all of that, but just about everybody's conceded the championship to the University of Connecticut. That's the team we mentioned earlier in the broadcast that has to be, well, regarded as one of the greatest teams ever if they can pull it off and finish their undefeated season, beating everybody they've played by more than 10 points. Never been done before. They're amazing to watch. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And tomorrow, did HBO show Big Love cross a line when it depicted a private ritual in a Mormon temple plus the end of the line for Battlestar Galactica and quite possibly the human race? That's all tomorrow in this hour on Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.